2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 7. You know, that's closer to the rear of your Bible, to the back of your Bible. And I want to say this while you're looking at it. You heard 3 or 4 people, 5 people sing this morning. Look, this church has some blessed singers. And I don't think we all know and appreciate the voices that God has put in this place.
Oh my.
But I mean, just some beautiful voices.
Yes, it is.
And you know, you could go to some churches and never hear not anyone, not even an inkling of that. But to hear that at Solid Rock, I don't, you know, I love good singing myself, you know.
Yes.
I might not be a part of it, but I love it. And I'm telling you, we have some quality singers in this church.
Yes.
They, I don't think they know how much blessed they are in that voice capacity, in that voice area. But praise God for you. Thank you. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, beginning at verse 7, it says this: ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Come on.
That one verse right there, if I stop right there, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, this was back in the Old Testament, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was.
Yes.
But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. You hear that, church?
Yeah.
But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, that has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. I want to talk about the suffering, the life of a suffering servant. The life of a suffering servant. There's no question, and you know and I know, that we have all had some struggles in our life. Some struggles, it wasn't our fault, but they happened to come our way. And we had to deal with them. Sometimes your life has been topsy-turvy and you're trying to do the right thing, and Paul said one time, the good that I should do, I do not do.
Amen.
He also said that evil is always present. When I try to do right, it's even hard for me to do. It gets difficult. You and I are living a life that we compare to others. Whether we like it or not, we compare our lives to others. We see God blessing somebody, and then we sometimes wonder, why ain't he blessing me? Why am I going through? And I'm doing right. You've seen sometimes some people, criminals, and some people you know ain't doing right, and yet they're getting blessed somehow. And you say, wait a minute, something ain't right here. I'm doing good. I'm trying to do the right thing, and it's trouble happens to me. I get sick. They don't get sick. I'm living right. My body's in pain and suffering. But see, the Bible clearly says that you will suffer for persecution. You will suffer for goodness, right? For righteousness' sake. You will suffer. I know most of us thought that when we became a Christian, that everything would be all right. We thought that when we became a Christian, that, all right, I got it made now. Ain't nothing going to happen to me wrong. And don't ask. You can become a Christian, but stuff still happens.
That's right.
See, because God allows some stuff to happen for your own good. That's how he teaches us. That's how he trains us. Letting us go through persecution. Somebody said, I don't want to learn that way, Lord. I want to learn a different way than that. Well, when Paul was going through it, he said, when I was in Antioch and Lystra, he said, persecution and affliction came upon me. He was beaten and cast in jail. He was trying to do a good thing, take the evil spirit out of a woman, and they said that they lost their money because of what Paul did, taking the evil spirit out of the woman.
Yeah.
He's trying to do good. And there, yet those saw him doing good, said, no, we don't want you to do good to her because we're making money off her bad. We're making money off of her wrongdoing, so don't heal her. And Paul healed. And so they beat him for that. The truth is, y'all, is that Paul served God with zeal and with righteousness. But verse 12 tells us the thing in a nutshell. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall,
yes.
shall suffer persecution.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
All you who live right, live godly in Christ, you shall go through some rough stuff. God has said it that way because Satan of the fall of man.
Yes.
Because of Adam, what Adam did, we all are going through this thing because of our first father. I know somebody would say, wait a minute, if Adam's in heaven, he deserves a nice thumping when I get there. Don't take it out on him. Don't hurt him. He did the best he could. He even blamed it on his wife. Y'all know the story. He blamed it on his wife, said, you know, the woman you gave me, God. The woman you gave me, look what she done. She calls me. Even though Adam was born before her and knew right from wrong, he still went on and did what he should not have done. He shouldn't have accepted what she had given him. We will suffer no matter how close we get to our Father, no matter how much we're dealing and trying to do the right thing, we will suffer because we are suffering servants of God. I know somebody's saying, how can I feel like I'm victorious when everything still happens? Because your victory is in salvation.
Yes.
Victory is that you have Jesus to ultimately live with. Those who are not saved will not have Jesus as their ultimate end. They will live in hell.
Yes.
You and I won't live in hell. Jesus, because of the blood of Jesus, because he thought it worthy to die for an unrighteous man, to lay down his life for a man who don't even know him, for somebody who was all way off from right field into left field. That's who you and I were. He died for us. And he didn't have to do it, but he did. Because he loved us so much. He died for us. Somebody said, why did somebody have to die? Because that's God's plan. He said, without the shedding of blood, There could be no remission of sins.
That's right.
In other words, without blood being shed, the sin that you do will not be cleaned off. Our sins was cleaned off because of the blood of Jesus. For wrong, somebody had to suffer because of wrong. Jesus has suffered because of our wrong, the wrong of man, the wrong of Adam's descendants. Some people think that because of your difficulties in life that you are a sinner. No, the righteous shall suffer. We just read that. But don't think that. Don't think that. See, that's the plight of Satan, to make you think because stuff happened to you, it's all because of your wrongdoing. It ain't that way. You got to understand that, because you'll beat yourself up for nothing. Jesus has covered your sins. He's covered your sins that you made and those what that you're going to make. You hear what I'm saying, church? Don't carry the burden of weight of sin. Don't carry it. Put it aside and realize that I have been born again. I'm saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't carry that burden. Now, let's be clear. There's always a caveat. Don't do wrong and you know it's wrong.
Make it plain, yes.
Don't do wrong and you know it's wrong.
That's right.
See, that's got to be in there.
Yes.
Don't do wrong and you know it's wrong. See, that's where you mess up the parameters that God has set. In other words, I know he's got me, so I'm going on and sin anyhow. That's not the way that wasn't the intent of this thing.
Amen.
So we got to make sure that we're talking on the same page as here. Mm-hmm. Somebody might say, oh man, I thought I had it made. No, not by God's plan. To be that suffering servant, first of all, you have to understand that you must be in the Word of God. Because you don't know that you're suffering servant if you're not in the Word. Here's what he said, verse 7, ever learning. And never able to come to the knowledge of the truth.
That's right.
There are people who spend their time reading the Bible but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They don't want to believe it like it's written. They want to doctor it to fit their own doctrine. You know the scripture that says, Jesus said, when you've seen the Father, you've seen me. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father. When you've seen me, Jesus said this now. Mm-hmm. When you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
Yeah.
Do you know a lot of people see that from like a father saying that my son looks so much like me?
Uh-huh.
They take it like that.
Yeah.
And that's not what it said.
That's right.
He said, when you've seen me, Jesus, and because I and the Father are one. We are together. I am him and he is me. We're all in it together. In other words, I am the Son, but he's the Father, but we are one in Christ Jesus. But some people make that up and make it fit something else. And I'm saying that's somebody who's ever learning, but never coming to the knowledge of the truth. You hear me what I'm saying? You got to come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, you got to accept the truth. And there are those who will not accept what the Word says, and they will doctor it to make it fit what they want it to fit. That's how the Muslims got started. Somebody made up some other doctrine. And now they got a whole lot of people believing that doctrine. They believe that Jesus is not the Son of God from the Spirit of God. They don't believe that he is, that you have to, that his death cleared us from all sin. They don't believe that. Even though the Bible says it, they don't believe it. They came, and their leader came 5 centuries after the Bible was written. 500 AD. So. And yet they follow him, what Muhammad wrote. And Muhammad said it came from an angel gave it to him. Angel Gabriel gave it to him. That's what he said. And he's blaming, he's lying on the angel.
Lord Jesus.
Because the angel didn't tell him to over, the angel, they bow to Jesus. Because they know Jesus is God. Somebody here got, I know that come out because somebody need to tell somebody. Somebody got to tell somebody. To live godly, it means that we exhibit the nature of Christ to our fellow man. In other words, when you see me, you're seeing me to live the life of a godly person. We, you and I are examples. That's who we are. We come here to fill up and to go out and share, but we are the examples of Christ. When others see Christ, when they see us, they're seeing the Christ in us. The Christ in us. In other words, godliness in us. So when you be, if you go out there in the streets and saying all kinds of language that you know ain't godly, you know you're wrong. Because you know the truth.
Yeah.
Let me say this. I was once a very young man, youngster. I was in my teenage years. And see, I come from the farm, and so our family was secluded, basically. I mean, we didn't get to travel all around. And I heard the boys cussing. So I tried to cuss like them. And they would say to me, that boy don't even know how to cuss right. He mixes words all up, ain't it? He ain't cussing right. What's wrong with that boy? Something wrong with that boy. Because I wasn't used to cussing. My father didn't profane. My mother didn't profane. My grandfather didn't profane. I didn't hear cussing. So when I went out around and I heard the boys doing it, I'm trying to cuss and I'm messing all the words up. I can't even cuss right. You hear what I'm saying? See, you know, when you've been trained a certain way,
yeah,
that's who you are.
Yeah.
So when you try to turn with the world, you ain't really prepared to turn with the world. So I just gave it up. I said, I can't cuss right now. I'm going to just talk right and be the, and they said I was a square. I said, I'm a square. I can't even cuss right. But when I am trying to be a son of, a child of God, I will walk in his ways despite the disagreement of my friend. I will love my fellow man. I will walk with him, walk with Christ every step of the way. The purity of the Christian will always walk in the righteousness of God. In other words, the Christian, what we're saying is we have been purified. We've been made whole. We are new creatures in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We are new, brand new. You're not what the world is. Once you give your life to Christ, you're not what they are. You're different from them. You have been made different. The blood of Jesus has cleansed you. It has done that. And so now you have a purity about you. You have a cleanliness that you have been given by the blood of Jesus. That's why he says he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He cleansed us. First Peter says this, and I'm not too much longer. Happy are ye when you suffer for righteousness' sake. That don't make sense, does it? Happy are ye when ye suffer for righteousness' sake. In other words, when you're doing the right thing and you suffer because of it, be happy. Oh, my. I was able to withstand the wiles of the devil.
All right.
And it came up against me, but I was all right because I stood it and I did the right thing. It says, be happy. Now, it ain't saying be happy if you're doing wrong. It says being happy if you're in it, but it's not your fault. When unrighteousness comes upon you, you're doing the right thing. But let's say if you're doing wrong, don't be happy. In other words, because you're doing the wrong thing and you made it through, that's nothing to be happy about. You say, thank you, God, for your grace and mercy.
Yes, God.
But he's saying be happy when you're doing right and evil comes upon you.
Yes.
And you're suffering because of it. Mm-hmm. Be happy. That's what look, I'm going to close with this. You know the apostles, it was 12 of them. One of them really acted up. We all know what happened to him.
Yeah.
Judas.
Yeah.
You heard the story of Judas. Mm-hmm. You know, he died. He killed himself because he went against Jesus. Yeah. But all the other prophets, all the other apostles, they died very difficult lives for speaking about Jesus.
Yes, they did.
It's purported that some of them was hung upside down on the cross.
Yeah.
James was killed.
Yes.
John the Baptist, who wasn't a prophet, who wasn't an apostle, but he was a prophet, he was beheaded because of his love for Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
These were men who loved God, but for righteousness' sake. Now, Paul said this, I suffered for the furtherance of the gospel. In other words, for him to go and tell the good news. They punished me.
Yeah.
I suffered because of my telling the truth. Yeah. For the furtherance, pushing the gospel. Uh-huh. So what I'm telling you is that when you go through stuff, when the world has come against you, when you don't know what's going on and you're trying to do right, I'm telling you, be all right and be happy knowing that it's going to be all right in Christ. Yes, that you are his child. That you have been bought with a price. The blood of Christ covers you. And you are now walking in a new life with him. It's going to be all right. Be happy. Be happy. Thank you, God. It's not going the way I want it, but thank you. I give it all to you, and you will see me through. You hear what I'm saying, church? Press on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Satan persecuted Jesus.
Yes.
That's why he hung on the cross. Mm-hmm. It was Satan, the spirit of Satan. Mm-hmm. These people followed Satan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They hung him. Stretched him wide.
Yes, my God, my God.
Because of what he believed. That he was the Son of God.
Yes.
And they denounced him, saying, you're lying. You can't be the Son of God. All the miracles he did and all that stuff, it still didn't matter. They still crucified him and buried him. But he showed us one thing. The Bible said on the third day, he got up with all power in his hand. The Bible said he ascended to the Father, ever to be with the Father.
Uh-huh.
And he said, it is done.
Done.
It is finished. I completed my task. I was the suffering servant. Now, since he was a suffering servant, what about you and what about me? We all are the suffering servants. We suffer because of Jesus. But it's all right. Victory's won. glad about it, church. He died for us. No matter how bad it looked, he suffered. He didn't have to, but he did. And he made it such that you and I, in the end, won't find no suffering. We'll suffer here, but in the end, we make it up to that heavenly throne.
My.
No more suffering. No more unrighteousness. No more lying. No more cheating. Every day will be like Sunday. Every day will be a day of thanksgiving. It's coming, church. Hang on and hold on. You'll see him there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Suffering servants is all right. We all are suffering servants. It's all right. It gets better.
Yes, it does.
It gets better.
Mm-hmm.
Once we cross over.
My God.
Once we cross over. I know sometimes we say, Lord, why so much? Mm-hmm. Why so much pain? Some song says that. Why so much pain? And then God says this. You're like Job. See, Job went through it. Job was an example for us. Some of y'all know the story of Job, but I'm not going to share with that, right? But Job suffered.
Yes, his
family died and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Wife told him, curse God and die and all this stuff. And God blessed him multiple times. Just to show who is God.
Uh-huh.
Satan went against him. God allowed Satan to go against him. God allowed Satan to go against him. But happy are ye.
Yes.
When you suffer for righteousness.
Amen.
Happy are ye when you suffer for righteousness' sake. It's going to be all right. You hear me, Sister Trina? It's going to be all right.
Yes, sir.
You hear me, Anita, Sister Anita? It's going to be all right. Sister Barbers? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Hold on.